Blog Talk Radio.
It's all about love in your life. So follow your light and you will feel the joy. It's all about love in your life. So follow your light and you will feel your joy. Tune in to Love Light Joy at Blog Talk Radio with Dr. R.
Hello, everyone. Thank you for joining me. Just to preface this call, I have a little scratchiness in my throat, but I'm feeling amazingly better. And so I just want to let you know, in case you hear a little raspiness as we continue to get into our broadcast. And I thank you, all of the callers who are online. So I am not going to spend a lot of time in dialogue. I want to get right into the phone calls and get your questions for our on-air live reading. And the reading will be done with the Ascended Masters, and also a little bit of magic, so the Magical Unicorns deck as well. Both of these decks are done by Doreen Virtue, and while you're on the call and I bring you on live, just simply say your name, and you can either, you know, keep your question in your mind, or you can ask your question out loud. Well, no, let's ask the question out loud, and then I will pull two cards, and then I'll pull a magical card reading, magical card for you in your reading. And simply channel the messages that come to me through the cards, and let's get started. So we'll take our first caller, and what I'm going to do is just say the area code and the first three numbers of the phone call to let you know. So the first caller I'm going to pick is area code 201-864. Thank you for being on hold, and here we go.
Hello.
Hello, good morning. How are you?
I'm good. Good morning. Thanks for taking my call. This is Rose. And my question is pertaining to my love life. I'm single, and I want to know if you see somebody coming into my life.
Okay, Rose. Well, let's go up. One card came right out immediately, and I'm going to pull one more. And this is out of the Ascended Masters deck. Another one. Okay, and then we're going to pull one more from our friends, the unicorns, and the magic and the mystery of the universe. And let's see what up. There's a card waiting. It's just sitting here waiting for me, for you, Rose. Okay, so here we go. The first card. Okay. Nice. Okay, Rose, so here is the messages that are coming through. The first card that came out immediately was take charge of this situation. And what that really means is I'm going to give you a little background about it. And it says you have the power to heal and alter the course of the situation. So it's pretty much time for you to take the leadership role. Pretty much you get to decide. And the way that you get to decide is to just get really clear on what you're looking for, almost as if what you want is already there. It's just you're honing in your focus. Maybe beneficial to talk open and honestly about your feelings. And give yourself permission to do what feels right. You are your own authority figure. And so the next card that comes, the second card, was priorities. And priorities pretty much means decide what's important, what factors mean the most to you, what things stand out for you in this new love relationship. Today is a perfect time to even talk about love, so I love starting the broadcast out in this way. And in the idea that let go of ideas of perfectionism. Nothing is perfect, but it can be perfectly imperfect for you, where you are. That's why you get to decide. If it seems overwhelming, break your ideals down into baby steps. Kind of revamp your schedule. Dedicate things that are important to you. Maybe put more activities that are geared towards self-love will reflect the love that you're looking for back into your life. It can be mirrored, and then it will be mirrored through the person who will come forth that you have decided to allow into your space. And so the magical card that came up for you from the unicorns is simplicity. So that's kind of perfect because it says put your energy into the basics. the basics of your priority, kind of the nuts and bolts, the foundation. Because once you get the foundation together, anything you build on top of it will be solidified, and it will be based on your own authority, what you want in your life. Seems like you're at a stage in your life where you are ready to take the leadership role, ready to decide for yourself those things that bring you joy, that bring you pleasure, those things that reflect back to you love. And so if you focus on it simplistically, take baby steps and put your energy there, it can manifest easy because there's less resistance. And so that's what the angels and the ascended masters would like for me to share with you.
Great, thank you.
You're welcome, and may love find you at the perfect time, and you enjoy every moment of your journey.
Oh, thank you so much. Bye.
Oh, you're so welcome. Bye. I can put you back in the queue, or if you want, you can just hang up, but I'll put you back on hold on my end.
All right. Thank you.
You're welcome. Have a wonderful day, Rose.
You too.
Okay, and we're going to just move right along. We started out our broadcast talking about love, and so I'm interested in the next caller. And the area code is 480. First three numbers is 513. Good morning. You're on air. How are you this morning?
I'm fantastic. My name's Mike.
How are you, Mike?
Wonderful, wonderful.
Good.
I'm going to kind of go in the same. I'm going to kind of go in the same direction as the previous caller. I've been hanging out with a woman named Lisa, and just kind of curious on the potential direction of that.
Okay. All right. Well, we're going to ask the Ascended Masters to come forth and give us the perfect message for Mike and his newfound friend, and hopefully Lisa. Any more information? So, Mike, I am shuffling the deck, and let us pull a card. Let's see what wants to come out. Okay, and I'm going to pull a second card. Already. And let's pull one more card from our friends, the Unicorns, and the magic and the mystery of the universe. It's sitting there. Perfect. Okay. Oh, nice. Okay, Mike, so the first card I pulled for you is the Trust card. And trust comes from the Ascended Master Vishnu. And trust is saying that you can trust the situation you're inquiring about. The solid foundation of your situation gives you a trustworthy basis. Just keep purifying your motivation so that you are completely about love and service, and that will elevate your energy and your experience even further. So, wow, Mike, you hit the nail on the head, because it just clearly says the person you're inquiring about is trustworthy. Trust that your prayers are being answered, even if you don't see all of the evidence right now. You are on the right path. Continue to trust your gut feelings and your intuition. And so the next card, which kind of perfectly follows the Trust card, is to listen. And listen asks that you take some time maybe to get quiet, have a quiet retreat, consult your guides, your angels, your source that you go to get confirmation. And if you are consulting, then kind of maybe be still and be quiet so that you can hear the answers. It really says less talking and more listening is called for right now. It also says admit your true feelings to yourself. Listen to the messages that you feel within your body, within your mind, how you're thinking about the situation. Does it bring you more peace? Does it bring you joy? You can trust those feelings that you are having. And the last card was the Healer card, and it says that you have the power to help and to heal others. So somewhere within this wonderful situation, there is a power of healing that is also coming forth. You may be in the healing arts. It may be a confirmation, a reaffirmation. It may be something new, but this is also a part of this new relationship you're forming. And so really trust it and kind of go with the flow. Be in the moment, be still, be listening, be in tuned, and you'll continue to be on the right path, and you'll continue to get messages, and you'll continue to get signs, which will reaffirm and confirm the things that you know intuitively. And so it looks like you and Lisa, you know, it's a great match, and beautiful bliss days ahead, and you guys have a lot of power within the healing realm together. And so that's what the messages came forth.
Wonderful. Thank you so much. I appreciate it.
Oh, you are so welcome. Have a wonderful day. Thank you for joining our broadcast, and I will put you back into the host queue. Many, many blessed days ahead for you.
Thank you.
All right. Bye-bye. Okay, so let's move along to our next caller, and I'm looking at just the time, trying to pick people in order in which they called into the broadcast. So our next caller, the area code is 714-675, and you are on live. Good morning.
Good morning.
How are you?
I'm great, thank you. How are you doing?
Oh, I'm doing wonderful. I'm always wonderful when I have callers. I think this is the first time I've done this in a long time, so I'm excited and happy to be a channel for wonderful messages. And so if you'd like to share your name, that would be wonderful, and your question.
My name is Brittany, and I'm just dealing with energies coming at me constantly in the day. I'm just in my own space, and I'm just don't really know how to do anything about it. People coming up to me asking me for pictures, and I'm just in my own space, and sexual energy is just coming at me.
Okay, so. Okay. So there, you would say that they are unwanted energies you're feeling like?
Yeah. I'm just on the beach, and people come up and just, start talking to me, or they'll tell me openly how they feel about me, and I'm just not in that space, and I don't know what I'm portraying, so.
All right, let's see what comes forward as far as the energies that they are finding in you that are attractive and that is bringing them forth. So there's one card that's just waiting to come out. Let's pull a second card. That one wanted to come. Okay, and then we'll pull one more from the universe, the unicorns, and see what the message is. Okay. Okay, so Brittany, the first card that came was Come Out of the Closet, and that card is an interesting card, and it pretty much means there's something within you, your light, that, like you say, you're in your own space, but others can still see it. They can feel the energy. They're attracted to it, almost like a moth to a flame. And so it says pretty much just let go of any judgments that you have about yourself or others and speak your truth with love, which may be why you're in your space. You're cultivating that love from within, and while you're cultivating it and it feels like you're in your own space, it's almost like, you know, the sunlight comes out. You just can't help but to see it, or the rainbow. And while the rainbow may be pretending it's hiding behind the cloud, someone may still spot it. And so I feel like that's what's going on with your energy. It also says allow others to get to know the real you. Trust that your authentic self is lovable and likable. The more authentic you are, the higher your energy and success is in all of your projects and all that you do.
Mm-hmm.
And so the second card that came is balance your career and home life, which is interesting. So I'm just going to read that message to you, and you can evaluate how that fits in. But it says, play. Okay, it says play is a much-needed requirement right now. So make sure that your needs are being met, and delegate work that you can to others. Also, which ties right into you being in your own space on the beach, it says say no to unrealistic demands on your time. Be honest with yourself and keep healthy boundaries in your home life, your work life, and also your social play life, you know, the time that you take for yourself. If people are invading it or coming unwarranted, you know, you can take the opportunity to set your boundaries. And it doesn't have to be in necessarily an abrasive way. It can just be grounding your energy, setting the intention when you go out to be in your space that unwarranted energies are not allowed, surrounding yourself in a light. Usually you can use a soft golden light or a white light, and only the light will only let those energies in that you choose to allow. And so it does tie into coming out of the closet and setting your healthy boundaries and knowing that it is okay to say no, you know.
Yeah.
It really is okay. And I think sometimes we, if we're a sensitive or we're a, you know, a empathic kind of a soul, or just sometimes we don't feel comfortable saying no, we allow people to have our energy and our time, and we don't know till we get back that, you know, it's being depleted. So it's okay to give that to ourselves as well. And so the last card that came up from the Unicorns was One Step at a Time. Mm-hmm. And that really means just taking your time, getting to know yourself. Hold on 1 second. I'm looking for it. I don't know where it went. Ha, ha, ha. Funny. My book is playing games. It really means just take lots of little steps, whatever you're working towards, whatever you are going within for, take the little steps to make your big dreams come true. And it may seem like things are not moving. It may seem that things are moving very slowly, but know that as we are going into these new energetic shifts and the portals of energies that are opening, a lot seems to not be happening on the surface because it's happening underneath the surface, which could tie into you going within yourself, wanting your own space, cultivating your own energies. And so really just knowing that the small steps you take will complete the project and it will be mm-hmm. successful, you know, and choose those things that bring you the most peace. And so I would say when you're out on the beach and you're relaxing, do some grounding work, do some surrounding yourself in light work and only allow those energies that you want to come to you to come to you. And those that are not, you know, if they choose to break those boundaries and you have to say no, feel free to do that because that is okay.
Yeah. I do say no, and I'm just dealing with everyone just, like, still coming. I'm about to wear a freaking gown. But, yeah. I find acceptance, though, and love, and I'm glad I can be there for people. But
Yeah. You're so welcome. And maybe just having a silent conversation, you know, with your guides and your angels and letting them know that, you know, you'd only like certain energies to come forward. And if they could help you, that would be wonderful. And, of course, our angels always help us. All we got to do is ask.
Yeah. Thank you.
You're so welcome. Have a wonderful day, Brittany. Thank you for joining our broadcast.
Of course. Blessings, sister. Have a day.
Thank you. Blessings. You too. Bye-bye. Mm-hmm. Okay, well, we are now at 11:17. We have two more callers online, and so I will take the next call, and that number is 917-324.
Hello, how are you?
Hello, how are you?
I'm good. My name is Ashil.
Nice to meet you, Ashil.
And I'm also questioning where my love life. I'm single. I'm open. I'm ready. So I just want to see what kind of advice I get today.
Okay. Well, let's call in the love angels, the messages of love. We have just love on this line, which is perfect for the Love Light Joy broadcast. And let's pull some cards for you, Ashil, and see what kind of love is in the air. Oh, one came right out. Okay. And let's pull one more from the Ascended Masters, and we thank you for your messages. And let's pull one from the universe and see what kind of magic and mystery is in store. Ah, great one. Okay, and so the first card that was pulled is meditate. Take some time to go within and get quiet and really focus. And it kind of ties perfectly with your second card, Ashil, which is priorities. And it's more of a focus on what you really want. Come to a place where you are in a place of understanding, in a peaceful place, and then your energy is more powerful into attracting the love that you want in your life. It says, be still and listen. Be honest with yourself. Perhaps join a meditation group or take a meditation class. And so that may be where the energy of love is more available to you. I don't know, but that suggestion is interesting to me. And the fact that you would be in a quiet, reflective space, you never know what kind of new people you may meet. And so that would go with your priorities card, which is really focus in on those things that mean the most to you, that are of utmost importance as you are building this new foundation and you are open and ready and receptive for love, building it on a foundation that suits you, that really is attracting those things into your life that you enjoy through another person. And getting quiet within yourself will allow you to give yourself that inner love and have that mirrored back to you through another person that you attract into your life. And so the magic card that came with it is try something new. And that may very well fit in with trying a meditation class, a meditation or a yoga class, something within the kind of quieting your mind, aligning your mind, body, and soul, something new. You may meet new people who have the same interests that you, as you do, that you may not have had access to just doing your routine kind of things. And so love is definitely in the air, and all you need to do is continue to get quiet and listen and let it whisper in your ear. Try some new things. If some new opportunities come your way that kind of fit in line with these messages, know that that's confirmation and synchronicity at play. And so just really paying attention and knowing that it's here for you, it's just ready for you to focus in kind of with a laser beam and attract it into your life.
Okay.
Yes, so may love find you in the most wondrous of places, doing something new, something wonderful, and something that makes your heart sing.
So when you said meditation, at first, you know, I was thinking meditating, you know, at home. Like, I used to meditation. I kind of stopped for about a month or so. So
okay.
I'm going to try that, but I have to do something outside as well, something different. That's what the message is all about.
Or, you know what, if you enjoy meditation from home, you know, there are various social media. I don't know, you know, if you could find like a live person who's doing meditation live where there's a chat group or some kind of social media forum. You see what I'm saying? But there's all kind of avenues. Just bring it in a new and different way.
Different way.
To open yourself.
So, yeah.
Just a new, a different way.
Okay. Yeah, I think it'd be more appropriate to do something outside and try to take a class or something like that. What happens?
Yeah, I think so too. I think you would be excited. You would meet new people. And if nothing else, then it would lead you to the next step kind of thing.
Sounds
you
good.
Know?
Sounds good. Thank you so much.
All right. Well, you have a wonderful day. You are so very welcome. Thank you for calling in. Have a blessed day.
You too. Bye-bye.
Thank you. Bye-bye. Okay. And so we are going to our next caller who has been on hold for 34 minutes. I don't know if I took your call. If I did, please tell me again. It's the first three numbers are 413-222. You are now on air. Good morning.
Good morning. How are you today?
I'm wonderful. How are you today?
Good. Thank you. Thanks for taking my call. I know you have a couple other people there. I'd like to ask about life path, career direction for, you know, personal and success for people around me and to help out.
Okay. All right.
Great.
Yes. And what's your name?
Christina.
Nice to meet you, Christine. Okay, we're going to ask about life path, success, prosperity as we go into the new year. Definitely
awesome.
Prosperity is in the air, so let's just leave this year and go into the new year. How about both with prosperity and success?
Great.
Okay, so let's pull that card. That one wanted to come out immediately. And this one. And let's do something from the magical mermaids and the unicorns. Okay. Nice. Okay, Christine, your first card is trust. And
okay.
I'm going to pull another card to go with that, but I think the second card goes really great with it. And it pretty much says focus on your strength. And so the trust card is at a place where, like I said, there to the earlier callers, there are a lot of things that we are working on that we may not see any evidence of. And it just seems like nothing is moving where a lot is happening under the surface. These energies that are coming in now, these new vibrations are really moving things swiftly when they come above the surface, but below the surface, kind of in that unknown place, in the womb, in the darkness, when they're being come more strengthened, we're really doing the inner work, and it can seem like the inner work is not showing up outwardly. And I really want to say that it's almost like it's going to come from nowhere to now here. And
great.
It's just when you look at those two words, you know, it's the same word. It's just a shifting of the letter W, you know. Yes. And so it's a shifting of perspective. And this means trusting that it's all done. It's waiting for you. It's like neatly packaged up, ready. And you continue to add to it the more work you're doing within yourself. Oh, and I must be getting really excited because I feel myself, the more energy flowing through me. So they really want you to know, like, trust and know, but focus on your strengths. And
okay.
There's focus on your strength. I'm going to read a little more about that to you so that it can be a little more clear. It says, use daily positive affirmations to lift your energy and sharpen your faith. Almost not that your faith is not sharp and not that you are not using it, but it also just makes it more strong. It also buoys the energy and faith of those around you without you having to necessarily have direct conversation or leak your energy that way, trying to convince them. It's almost just like a wonderful upliftment for them, and they just feel better without even knowing why. You know, most people like to feel better anyway. So,
yeah.
Right?
Awesome.
So it says, speak to yourself in positive terms. Really, really, now is the time to kind of overpour the love on yourself. If the, you know, the analyzation or the negative energies come in and tell you to look at all sides, you know, thank it lovingly and continue to just know that you are on the right path. Your trusting, your faith is definitely going to show itself outwardly as it continues to become strengthened and more strong inwardly. And so it also suggests that maybe you do choose an exercise program or do something to build your muscles. And it says that the last thing it says is that this is a message of love and healing for a brother figure or a male figure in your life. So the more you focus on your strengths, the more you pour more love into yourself, the more you trust and listen within, you are also strengthening the male, the masculine energies that are directly around you, but that are also universally now trying to, but that are coming back, but more with a balance of energies. And so it's helping to balance that as well. And your last card is wonderful. It says light. And it's a beautiful unicorn. I wish you could see it, but it's a beautiful unicorn with a golden white light mane. And it says, see the light within yourself. And seeing it within yourself will allow you to continue to see it within everyone else. And just seeing through the eyes of light and divine, the divine essence that's within you, is such a powerful way, because you're almost like the sunshine. You're beaming the light out through your eyes. You're beaming it through your heart. And that's why you can't see it. You know, that's why we can't necessarily see the effects, because we're walking, living it, doing it in our day-to-day life. And it just seems like we're waiting on the Big Bang. But the Big Bang is here, you know, and so it's going to come. It's going to come, and it's going to come in the most wonderful way. And I also say it's usually coming in a way that you did not expect.
That's awesome.
So,
I can't wait.
Yeah, be prepared for the unexpected. Look at really the signs, the messages, the way that your angels, your ascended masters, that way that your divine essence communicates with Source. And it will continue to lead you to those big things, you know, and they're right there. It's like we're right on the precipice of it, and tomorrow is a wonderfully energetic catalyst of the day. It's 12:12. So, it's flooding in. Everything is aligned and everything is ready. Just keep shining your light.
Oh, thanks for that reminder. I totally forgot, you know, today is a new moon, so I'm, like, excited about today. But you're right, tomorrow is even another great alignment. Thank you so much. You're wonderful. I really appreciate your time and energy.
Oh, you are so welcome. Thank you for calling in. Thank you for getting me charged up and excited. Thank you all the callers, though, for calling in. And I thank you for waiting. You know, I looked how long you were on hold. So I appreciate that. And thank you so very much. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. And I'm
so
going to take my last caller, and may you have a wonderful day.
And you. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Okay, one more caller, 805-617.
Hi,
are on air.
Donna.
Good morning. Hi. I'm good. How are you? Is it Donna?
I was on earlier, but I think I got dropped, so I called back. I apologize, Donna. I don't know what happened, so forgive me, but let's get to it. Okay, Donna,
okay.
What is your question? I am aligning with your energy. Angels, come forward and give Donna, since she is our last caller, one of the best messages for her to help and guide her and lead her into whatever she asks right now. I'm ready, Donna.
I want to know if my money situation is going to get better.
Ooh, I love talking about money. Yes. Okay. Here we go. Prosperity. One card. Okay. I'm going to pull a second card. And let's pull something from the unicorns and see what they have as far as the magic and the mystery of the universe. Ooh, yes. Okay, Donna. So here we go. Your first card is freedom. Beautiful, beautiful card. And it says, freedom is, it's time to leave a situation that you've outgrown. Question the validity of any rules that maybe you've imposed on yourself or that you feel like you're dealing with, and allow the universe to support you to make these desired life changes. It also wants you to know that you have the freedom to say no to anyone or anything that is overstepping its boundaries. You are free now. You are to not necessarily, you know, walk away or quit your job or just whatever immediately, but start to see yourself from that free place and notice that if things start to fall away, new things are right there ready to come into their place. And so it's kind of, you know, when they say letting go, not the letting go where our hands are turned down, but if we turn our palms face forward, you know, face up towards the sky and we open our hands, we're prepared to release what we have, but we're also prepared to receive what is coming. So it's almost like a simultaneous reciprocity. The next card you have is listen. Listen to those messages. Listen to these inner feelings that you have, that gut knowingness that you are seeing, that you are feeling, the repetitive thoughts, the repetitive messages. Sometimes we get messages, but we don't know, like, what are we listening to? I listen to that. The ones that are worth listening to, the ones that are trying to get our attention, will come back repetitively in different forms. They may be said by different people. They may be said in different ways. You may hear a song. Any number of various ways, but know that it's right there for you, and it will come forth more powerfully the more free you allow yourself to be, the more freedom you project and allow to come into your life. I mean, your last card that I pulled was that it's worth waiting for, which is awesome. It says that your patience will be rewarded, and you know what, like faith and whatever you're hoping for, and that we are on the new moon. I thank the caller for reminding me. I knew I picked this day for a multitude of reasons, but I was caught up on the 12-12 tomorrow. So know that we are in an energetic space where things are happening, you know, really from nowhere to now here. And so those things that you've been hoping for, praying for, intending, specifically focused on, they are worth waiting for, and they are here for you. It means that your patience is literally about to pay off. You've had lessons to learn, and other people had to get ready, but now everything is set. Everything is ready to go. All of the pieces are now in place, and you will find that your prayers have been answered. And it said, the last, instead of settling, know that the best is right there. So almost like you're right at the end, and it may just be like a little bit more to go from the nowhere to now here, but it's going to be so much grander than you imagine, and it's going to come in a way that you didn't expect, but it's going to be better than you expected.
Wow, that's a lot of good things to look forward to.
Yes, that's a lot of great things. And know that it's all done in freedom. You know, it will come in freedom. No strings attached. You will enjoy it. You will be able to rendezvous with your money and have fun with it.
Oh, wonderful. Yeah.
Okay, well, I think I'm a little over time. So I thank you for joining me, and have a wonderful day. And may money come out of nowhere to now here.
Thank you very much. I appreciate it. Happy holidays.
Okay. Thank you. You too. Okay, everyone. We are at the end of our broadcast. I've run a little over. I want to thank everyone for joining me. Have a wonderful holiday season. I have talked myself into the need for some tea and some water. I love you all. We will close our broadcast with our song.
It's all about love in your life. So follow your light and you will feel the joy. It's all about love in your life. So follow your light and you will feel your joy. Tune in to Love Light Joy at Block Talk Radio with Dr. R.